When it came to quantum mechanics, there were those, like Werner Heisenberg, who simply accused Einstein of being unable to change his attitude after a career spent probing the objective world of physical processes, which runs its course in space and time, independent of us, according to firm laws. It was hardly surprising, Heisenberg implied, that Einstein found it impossible to accept a theory asserting that, on the atomic scale, this objective world of time and space did not even exist. Born believed that Einstein could no longer take in certain new ideas in physics which contradicted his own firmly held philosophical convictions. While acknowledging that his old friend had been a pioneer in the struggle for conquering the wilderness of quantum phenomena, the fact that he kept himself aloof and skeptical about quantum mechanics, Born lamented, was a tragedy. As Einstein gropes his way in loneliness, and for us who miss our leader and standard-bearer. As Einstein's influence waned, Bohr's grew. With missionaries like Heisenberg and Pauli spreading the message among their own flocks, the Copenhagen interpretation became synonymous with quantum mechanics. When he was a student in the 1960s, John Clauser was often told that Einstein and Schrödinger had become senile and their opinions on matters, quantum, could not be trusted. This gossip was repeated to me by a large number of well-known physicists from many different prestigious institutions, he recalled years after becoming the first to test Bell's inequality in 1972. In stark contrast, Bohr was deemed to possess almost supernatural powers of reasoning and intuition. Some have even suggested that while others needed to perform calculations, Bohr did not. Clauser recalled that during his student days, open inquiry into the wonders and peculiarities of quantum mechanics that went beyond the Copenhagen interpretation was virtually prohibited by the existence of various religious stigmas and social pressures that, taken together, amounted to an evangelical crusade against such thinking. But there were unbelievers prepared to challenge the Copenhagen orthodoxy. One of them was Hugh Everett III. When Einstein died in April 1955, Everett was 24 and studying for his master's degree at Princeton University. 2 years later, he obtained a PhD with a thesis entitled On the Foundations of Quantum Mechanics, in which he demonstrated that it was possible to treat each and every possible outcome of a quantum experiment as actually existing in a real world. According to Everett, for Schrödinger's cat trapped in its box, this would mean that the moment the box was opened, the universe would divide, leaving one universe in which the cat was dead and another in which it was still alive.